the kind of yoga pretty soon. Why are you waving at me? What's happening?
I'm not. I'm waving to him.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
someone came in the room. Oh. James. You know, James, the fine morning show producer,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's still here, I might add.
Yeah.
Would you see any of our producers doing that kind of work?
Nobody's
no.
Got no place else to go, I think.
Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
He came in a wave, and I just waved back.
Okay.
Sorry if I was distracted.
I'm a little paranoid.
I don't know why you're paranoid.
I'm a little jumpy. It's like, you know how I go through the periods where if somebody around here even says, have a good show today,
yeah.
I brood for an hour about what that means. I'm a little bit like that.
Mikey C is waving to me, so I'm waving back to him now.
Yeah, if you could just explain to me why you're about to wave before you wave.
Okay.
I think I would probably be able to...
Bobby Sherwood is producing. You're actually doing something in there is now waving.
There's no
Bobby.
Necessity to wave at Bobby. Bobby's been sitting there for a freaking time. All right.
Well, I think there's really any need to be being nasty
well,
about
no,
it.
I'm just saying there's no need to be waving at everybody.
Okay,
to wave
I'm sorry.
At
I won't
person.
Wave to anybody else today.
That's good.
The
that's
waving
good.
Is
I think,
done.
I think you're over your limit, to tell you the truth. Oh. I think it's like trout. You've waved at enough people right now. It's time to start throwing them back. It's time to start unwaving.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you know, somebody...
now he's waving at you. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't wave.
Do the reflexive thing.
See?
Yeah.
It's okay for you to do it.
You know, they had those gay and lesbian marches in New York City this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
and apparently one of the most frequently seen signs was a sign that said, "Re-defeat Bush." Which I thought was actually a pretty...
That's very good. Yeah.
Pretty good slogan.
Very good.
Anyway, I guess we have to take a break. I'm sure. Sorry there's been no actual topic so far. One may develop, however.
We're hoping.
Yeah. And we're eager to get your phone calls about a variety of subjects. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, or if you have a cell phone, *WTIC.
Yeah, that we would need, because
we're going to have a pit band.
I don't think that you and I would be able to handle that.
No. Our president, you know, he was in Ireland last weekend, and they hate him. I've never been so proud of my people in my life. But they really do hate him. And he was, while he was there, he was cordoned off by an Irish police force, a force of 4,000. That's how many Irish cops it takes to protect George Bush, apparently, in Ireland. He stayed at a castle surrounded by which had a 375-acre estate. So that, you know, people couldn't get near him. And there were no little, you know, photo ops in pubs or anything like that. I mean, he couldn't really do anything like that. And Alan Murray, who's the Washington bureau chief for CNBC, and co-host of the Capitol Report, said he went to Ireland at the same time, but not as a journalist and not even identifiably as an American, but invariably he would be spotted anyway as an American. And I've had this experience, too, in Ireland, even a couple of years ago. Of people saying, so what do you think of your president? So what do you think of your president? And he writes, I came to understand the question as their effort to solve a riddle. How could a people they like so much have elected a leader they dislike so much? And it really is true that the Irish hate Bush. They think he's an idiot. They thought he was an idiot before Iraq. This is a country where Americans are loved. I mean, you can be the most repulsive, you know, hideous American in the world. If you're over in Ireland, I mean, they want to talk to you, and they're so glad to see you. And I mean, America still is to the Irish the place where the Irish can go and do well, and it's just a happy story to them. And they just hate Bush's guts. And there were, you know, extensive protests. Not that they could go anywhere near him, but there were just extensive protests while he was there, just over the fact that he was in their country. Not that he was anywhere nearby, but he was in their country, and that was bothering them. According to this piece by Alan Murray in the Wall Street Journal, one of the reasons part of their dislike for him goes back to Kyoto. Though when I was over there in 2001, not too long into the Bush presidency, I was over there in 2001 before September 11th, and people were already asking me, you know, why we had elected somebody so stupid. I mean, he already seemed to them over the course of that campaign and the early days of his presidency to be sort of unsophisticated about international affairs, kind of unaware, unenlightened. They were baffled.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at...
He didn't turn up. Planes and tanks.
Texas, protecting us from Mexicans.
Of course, Johnny Walker, the future of American comedy. You can buy this CD, which includes the songs we've been playing in the last couple of days. I think it is at www.johnnywalkercomedy.com. He is the future of American comedy. He can't help himself. Here's Sandy in a car. Sandy?
Hey, how are you? La porte est trop forte. Je balaye les petits qui walkent comme le vent balaye les feuilles mortes. Les indécis sont pas
bien. All right. Because of the rule that requires that every single team in baseball be represented in the All-Star game, the Montreal Expos have decided to reactivate Andre Dawson. It's time for Sports Artois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Monsieur Bruce Evans, myself, Louis Gascon de la Mer,
and no one.
Possiblement also with avec Le Kid Flash. Except he's not here yet.
No, he's not here.
Yeah. Well, it's complicated.
Fired off, and
other frightening things will happen as well.
Yeah. So, will the U-Haul be backing up to the mansion, or is he actually, in fact, going to get a few extra days?
I can't remember where I read. I think I read the same thing that he read. That in fact, the governor is getting a couple of extra days as a courtesy and stuff. I know what it's like. I have to move pretty soon too. You know, you don't always have everything boxed up. And you know, when you look at all that crap that they've gotten handed to them by the Conservancy Trust and all this other stuff. I guess they're not allowed to keep any of that. But when you just look at all the largesse that's come flying down out of the sky.
A trailer truck to get that out of
you just,
it.
Probably the packing job is pretty extreme. And I mean, you know, they've been trying to come up with their physical,
You mean packing so they can hide it when it's going on the way out to the truck, or to be safely transported?
Well, plus they can get DPW to move their hot tub anymore. I mean, they got to do all this stuff themselves.
Yeah.
So there's work. There's work to be done.